Johnny, good morning to you. Uncle Emperor, the almost perfect bod, down into short strokes now. There's a lot of stuff I was going to do this morning, and I'm just not going to have time for it. That's all. I was going to play Dead Skunk and I Won't Grow Up. Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. That's a good one. We're the dance band on the Titanic, singing Nearer My God to Thee. There's an iceberg off the starboard bow. Will you dance with me? Not going to have time for that. We are going to have time, though, the time that the little missus talked to John Madden in spring training, and that's just around the corner. We're going to talk to the manager of the Kaloa Broiler. That's where my new office will be. We'll check with her in just a moment. And that's about it, and we're going to wrap it up here. It has been just a fantastic 32 years here, 37 years in radio. And I guess my one fear my whole life, always, which always got me up every morning, was the fear of being fired and not having a paycheck. I only got fired once in my life. KYE fired me. I walked across the street, got hired by KSFO the next day, never missed a paycheck. So I've been so lucky, so lucky. It just doesn't happen that way in this business. I'm lucky, I'm grateful, and I certainly appreciate all that you've contributed, because couldn't do it without you. I love that line about, some people, we can't all be heroes. Some people have to sit on the curb and applaud as the parade goes by. Well, you've certainly sat on the curb for a long time. And you have applauded. You've been very patient, very responsive, and very loyal. Thank you. 814 KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
Sunday evening on KSFO, Talk Radio 560. It's a special 5 hours of classic radio.
With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice.
Join us for When Radio Was, Sunday evening at 7 on KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
Perfection is closer than you think.
You hear a lot of claims about low prices, and the next thing you usually hear is a legal disclaimer. At Lexus of Fremont, they know you don't want to spend your weekends figuring out residuals and capitalized reduction costs to see if you're getting a good deal. Sure, Lexus of Fremont has low lease prices, but they'll explain them to you in plain English. How much you need to put down, what your monthly payments will be. Simple, isn't it? To make things even easier, Lexus of Fremont is about 20 minutes from, well, just about anywhere in the Bay Area. If you enjoy poring over columns of numbers, check out the newspaper ads. All those equations have to be there. If you want to know what the numbers really mean to you, visit Lexus of Fremont at 880 and Auto Mall Parkway in Fremont. Or call 1-800-734-LEXUS for Lexus of Fremont.
Perfection is closer than you think. Lexus Fremont.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560. John Madden Sports.
816 KSFO, Talk Radio 560. Craig and Auto Parts bring you this John Madden Report. A special report this morning, because I've had a lot of requests from people saying, before you leave, you'd be amazed the number of things they've been requesting, and I'm not going to be able to get them all in, but I am going to get this one in. A lot of people said, before you leave, would you play once again the conversation that John Madden had with the little missus when you were down in spring training 1 year?
Well, John, we're about to pack it in for another spring training. I thank you for your contribution. I thank you for your ideas for guests. That was a good one. Maybe next year we'll come down here with John Madden's guest list. The people you want to talk to, get on the show, and we'll do it that way.
Well, the other list that I would like to hear is the rest of the list that the wife would like to take home.
The wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, you mean my wife wants to take Todd Van Poppel home.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. Is there any more? I mean, where does that put all the other guys? I mean, what? How about Goose Gossage?
Well, I don't think she wants to mother Goose Gossage.
I mean, how about Tony La Russa? How about Bill Rigney? How about, there was never one that was just Todd Van Poppel? Is that the end of the list?
Well, it pretty much is, because I think Todd Van Poppel is every mother's dream of what every mother wants her young man to be. It's yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and he shakes hands, and he's polite, and humble and talented and...
No, I know that. I mean, that's your idea, but is there anyone else on the list, or is that just... I mean, you've been there a week.
Yeah.
You got a whole list of places you have to eat, places you have to drink, places you have to go, people... But the whole list of people you take over, just one guy?
Well, let me bring her in. Come here. Just bring the little missus in, put her... I'm not going to be the middleman for it. I don't know why she made that. Okay, you got her mic on there? Get you some earphones over there. Why don't you sit over at that mic, and then you can use the earphones, and you can ask the little missus yourself about these people that we take home, or want to take home. Okay.
Yeah, Carol, let's get the whole list.
Okay. Well, after a week, I still want to take Gene home. But
that's a given.
That's okay.
Okay, so we got one guy, Von Poppel. Now where do we go?
It's a very short list. That's it. Todd and Gene.
That's it?
That's it.
See?
I mean, none of those other guys, nothing? They did nothing?
No, somebody turned to me and said that they wanted to take Tony La Russa home, but he wasn't on my list.
So there's only one list. The only list is one guy.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint
you. Todd and I made the short list, John.
Oh, well, that's good, though. Yeah. I mean, that shows where Todd Von Poppel is. That's good. I mean, you stick by your guns. I thought, the minute you got that microphone on, you just start rattling off names of everyone that was there.
No. It was a tough cut, but they both made it.
You notice she hasn't mentioned who's top on the list, though, between Todd and Gene, huh?
Oh, no. She's diplomatic enough. She's not going to do that. But I think the other thing is all those people that were there that didn't make the list aren't going to be back next year because they're going to hear about this.
They all got cookies, so they'll be back.
No. I'm going to tell them about it, that you didn't like them.
Oh, wait a minute.
Isn't he a troublemaker? See what I have to put up with every morning? You think this is easy?
Wait a minute, John. You're going to be on my list in a minute.
Poppel, yeah. Todd Von Poppel better than you.
Ah, thank you, John.
Okay.
I'll talk to you when I get back home, you troublemaker.
I miss him. KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Hey, Dad, don't we need a new battery for the pickup?
Yep.
But wasn't that an auto parts store we just passed?
Yep.
But don't they sell batteries there?
Yep.
Wait, isn't that another auto parts place up there?
Yep.
We're not going to stop there either?
Nope.
Anyone who works on their own car deserves the very best price. As one of the largest parts chains in America, Craig and Auto Parts sells over 1 million batteries per year, more than 700,000 starters and alternators, so we can guarantee unbeatable low prices on every part. If you ever find an identical item for less, Craig and will not only match that price, we'll beat it by 5%.
Oh, so we're going to Craig and...
Yep.
Oh, I get it now. They must have lower prices.
Yep.
And that means that you're safe enough to buy me my own car.
Nope.
The parts you need, the people you trust, and unbeatable low prices guaranteed. The Craig and TriStar Parts System helps you get the job done.
821 KSFO Talk Radio 560 and traffic with the Red Baron.
And Gene, things are starting to quiet down now. The Oakland Army Base on ramp to westbound 80 now open. We had a big rig that was leaking fuel out that way, but Caltrans has picked up their cones, their percolator, their coffee, all of that. They've gotten out of there now, and traffic is moving well as you make your way towards the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, although the metering lights are on and you're backed into the end of the parking lot. Most of our problems are the South Bay right now. Northbound 17 traffic still a little bit slow from Summit Road to the Lexington Reservoir, and then again from Highway 9 to Lark Avenue. Earlier crash near the Summit has kept you slow there. Milpitas, southbound 880 at the Montague Expressway off-ramp. An accident there. The motorists are fighting on the right shoulder. Don King has been called to the scene. And a little bit of sticky traffic northbound 101 from McKee to Trimble as you enter Santa Clara. That's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
How's the weather, Red?
Weather looks pretty good in the South Bay. No clouds down this way, but north of the San Mateo Bridge, still lots of overcast.
So pretty much like yesterday.
Yeah, typical summer weather pattern and a lot like yesterday.
60s at the coast, 80s well inland, 57 degrees downtown, 822 KSFO Talk Radio 560. The only special guests this morning have been family. My son is here, Christopher. The little missus is here. And I consider her family. The manager of the Kaloa Broiler in Old Kaloa Town on the island of Kauai, Pam Dahla, is on the line. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you doing?
Very good. So kind of you to get up at this hour of the morning to talk to me.
Yes. No problem.
It's not 8:22 there.
No, it's about 5:22.
I know. Thank you. Did you get my new photographs?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. And they're up on the wall already.
All right. Those are better, I think, than the old one you had.
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't sure if you were going to get through. The electricity went off this morning.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here in the dark.
What happened?
I have no idea.
No? Do you have a thunderstorm or something?
It's a little windy.
Okay.
That might be something.
Has your weather been hot?
It's been beautiful. It's been hot and sunny and gorgeous.
Now, Pam, what I did here on the air, I kind of tongue-in-cheek, facetiously, I was saying to my listeners, since this is my last show, and I was headed for Kauai, and I said, I don't have an office anymore, so if you want to get in touch with me, my office is going to be the bar in the Kalua Broiler. So I kind of gave him your address, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought everybody would take it as a joke, Pam, but I'm not so sure everybody's taking it as a joke.
Well, we have a lot of people that come and see your picture on the wall,
yeah,
and tell us they've heard about us on your show.
Well,
so it's really nice that you promote us like that.
Well, if you would accept my mail until I get there,
sure.
Then I'll make sure to tell people not to write anymore, so you don't have to do that. I'll get a P.O. box number. But if you could just anything that arrives, if you'd hang on to that for me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. But in the future, why don't we do this? If somebody wants to communicate with me, what they could do is they could come into the broiler, buy a drink, and leave a letter.
There you go.
Is that fair?
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Do you know who Herb Cain is, Pam?
I'm sorry, who?
Herb Cain?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, he lives out on the North Shore.
No, not that guy. No, and Herb Cain is a columnist in San Francisco. He writes for the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, okay, yes, I do know who that is.
And he's syndicated in the Honolulu Advertiser sometimes. He appears
right
in there a few. Well, he mentioned the Kalua Broiler the other day in his column. He said it was going to be my office. That's what he said. So I was just saying, because he is the most read guy. I mean, everybody reads Herb Cain. I mean, this is a really great plug for the Kalua Broiler. Can I run a tab?
Of course. Everybody can run tabs.
All right. Thank you so much for one other question. The beach house is open for breakfast. Have you been over there?
No, I haven't, but I've heard it's gorgeous.
Are they serving waffles for breakfast?
I think so.
Are they?
I think so.
Okay, well, so it's dinner at the Kalua Broiler and breakfast at the beach house. That's all a guy needs.
That's right.
All right. Pam, thank you so much. We will see you in just a matter of days, and that's the first place I'm coming.
All right, great.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. 825 KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
Haven't filed tax returns for years? Think you can't have a bank account? Think you can't have a life? Think you have to live underground? Think again. Take advantage of a special limited-time program that allows you to avoid going to jail on tough new IRS enforcement proceedings. File all your old back tax returns, even if you don't have any records. Pay only part of what you owe, or pay the IRS in affordable monthly installments, or legally don't pay your taxes at all by declaring bankruptcy. The choice is yours. Run and hide and face jail and other serious consequences, or let the law give you a new chance by forgiving your back taxes and bankruptcy and giving you a fresh start. I've helped many people who haven't filed tax returns for years. Let me help you. I'm San Francisco tax attorney Steve Moskowitz at 415-495-3040. That's 495-3040. 495-3040.
Okay, honey, I know where I want a vacation this year.
Where?
Acapulco and Puerto Vallarta.
Well, I guess we could go to both.
Oh, and sunny Zihuatanejo and Ixtapa.
Hey, that raise I got wasn't that big.
Oh, and Mazatlan, too.
Well, we could pawn our furniture. Maybe sell the car. Your car.
And I want to go to Cabo San Lucas with those beautiful beaches.
How much do you think we could get for our house?
Honey, it won't be expensive. We'll just take the love boat.
Now you can take a Princess Cruise and travel 10 sunny days round trip from Los Angeles aboard the classic Fair Princess. Cruise this fall and visit Puerto Vallarta, Zihuatanejo Ixtapa, Acapulco, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas for as little as $8.99 per person double occupancy. Port charges are not included. Princess Cruises. It's more than a cruise. It's the love boat. Liberian Registry. Some restrictions apply. Call your travel agent today for information and details.
You think they'll let me play with the mariachi band?
Well, sweetheart, you better pack those maracas just in case.
Maracas, right.
Here's great news for men who know and appreciate the sense of pride and comfort that comes from wearing top-quality footwear. Name brands such as Nunbush, Florsheim, Bass, Fine Italian Footwear, and many others. These are all top-name brands, and right now, this week, they're all 20, 30, and 40% off the manufacturer's suggested selling price. Where? Only at Noble House Shoes, Crow Canyon Shopping Center in San Ramon. Noble House Shoes made history in Dublin, selling top name-brand shoes for a lot less than department stores or trendy, elegantly appointed men's shoe stores. And now, Noble House Shoes is located in a brand-new, state-of-the-art shoe store in Crow Canyon Shopping Center between Lucky's and Lohmann's in San Ramon. No matter where you live, you'll save big bucks, 20, 30, and 40% off if you shop this week at Noble House Shoes, Crow Canyon Shopping Center in San Ramon.
A28. Well, the subject has been Hawaii this half hour. I got to play this for you. Thanks to Linda, a listener who contributed to this. This is John Prine, and I think it's so great when you say to a Pam, I really think that's what Hawaii is all about. You know Herb Cain? Yeah, isn't he the guy on the North Shore? Or I walked into the Kalua Broiler one time and I said, I'd like a Stoli on the rocks, and the waitress just looked at me and said, so what's a Stoli? I think that's charming. I love that. And I like this record, too.
Packed my bags and bought myself a ticket through the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, oh, Milwaukee, hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, Wacka, wacka, nuka, licka, wacka, wacka, nuka, licka, would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, whisper in my ear. Yeah, kapuka, maka, wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirts sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okey dokey, make a wish you wanna poke her words I understand. Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Gimme, kapuka, maka, wawahini. A lot of words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear. Well, I bought a lot of junk with my moolah and I sent it to the folks back home. Never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, hoping over what I said, a knock-a-rock, a sis-bombacas, hope I said it right. Oh, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Yeah, kapuka maka wawahine are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear.
KSFO Talk Radio 560. I'm sending that along with my resume to Kong Radio. On KSFO Talk Radio Kong, it's classy radio station. They got a great big gorilla with a banana. That's their logo. That's class. KSFO Talk Radio 560. Gene Nelson on a Friday.
You're listening to the new home of Los Angeles Raiders football. Talk Radio 560. KSFO San Francisco.
It's 8:32, and this is KSFO Talk Radio 560 News. Good morning. I'm Dave Henderson.
Good morning. I'm Ginny Pryor.
After weeks of bitter debate, an anti-crime bill is awaiting President Clinton's signature. The Senate passed the measure last night. Luis Schiavone reports from Capitol Hill.
To Republicans like Utah's Orrin Hatch, the crime bill was a cruel and expensive hoax. He called it a
gravy sucking hog bill.
To Democratic leader George Mitchell, it was the only legitimate choice senators could make.
Resist the temptation to take a political action do what's right for the people of this country.
The $30 billion measure aims to ban assault-style weapons, build more prisons, and put 100,000 more police on the streets. Although Republicans argued the bill in no way guarantees this number. Further, they complained the bill is loaded with too much social engineering and not enough law and order. Luis Schiavone, Capitol Hill.
In the wake of the crime bill passage comes this report out of Atlanta. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say gun-related fatalities robbed Americans of more than 1 million years of life in 1991. That's a 48% increase from 1987 to 1991. Experts say gun control is only part of the answer. We also need to educate the public about the dangers of firearms.
Now to the O.J. Simpson case, a key ruling is expected today in the Simpson case. Judge Lance Ito is to respond to the defense team's motion seeking permission to conduct its own tests on some of the blood samples collected as evidence. Meanwhile, there's to be an emergency hearing this afternoon on a different issue. Simpson's lawyers are seeking sanctions against L.A. District Attorney Gil Garcetti. The attorneys contend that Garcetti is abusing the power of the grand jury by using a probe of Al Collings to continue investigating the killings of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. They're also asking that the double murder charges against Simpson be dropped. The hearing will be closed.
And yet another development in this case. CNN's Greg LaFave reports from Los Angeles.
In a day busy with court motions, Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman filed a motion against a hearing on his background. O.J. Simpson's lawyers want information from 13 years ago when Furman filed for disability. Furman shoots back, saying in court papers, Mr. Simpson's irresponsible methods of discovery appear more aimed at harassing Detective Furman and tainting potential jurors than discovering relevant evidence. Greg LaFave, CNN, Los Angeles.
Bad news for fire crews fighting that 1,900-acre blaze near Big Creek northeast of Fresno. The fire has taken a turn toward a wilderness area, which will make it harder to reach with equipment. Some 400 nearby residents have been evacuated.
The Coast Guard tally on rescued Cubans for Thursday stands now at 1,670. And weather may be the reason the count is down. A storm has been sweeping the Florida Straits. Meanwhile, CNN's Wolf Blitzer reports from the White House that President Clinton is taking some heat on the Cuban issue.
Critics say President Clinton's abrupt policy reversals in dealing with Cuban refugees have not been well thought through, insisting they've been driven largely by domestic politics in Florida, where the Cuban-American community is politically active. One Cuban-American leader Mr. Clinton called to the White House for advice, Jorge Mascanosa, says the president is right to tighten the pressure on Castro in hopes he may fall, even if it means short-term suffering for the Cuban people. Wolf Blitzer, CNN, the White House.
Well, on Wall Street, the stock market really likes this news. Some analysts say the economy's inventory buildup will burn off in the coming months. They say that will heat up inflation and cause the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates again. But the inventory buildup led to steady growth in the year's second quarter, and that's the good news the market is reacting to. The Dow's been up 26 points this morning.
And finally, this is our last show together, at least for a while, and I didn't want to leave you without a little goodie basket to take along. My motherly instincts come. I didn't get anything for that man. That man is rude and obnoxious.
Yes,
but my partner's here. I got some little goodies for.
Oh, gee.
First of all, for
touched.
Little Jeannie.
Well, I didn't get anything for her.
I spared no expense with these items, too. I want you to know. For little Jeannie, I got you a Vikings handkerchief.
Oh.
A Minnesota Vikings handkerchief, so that when you think of me, during the NFL season, you can blow your nose in that and cry.
Nice.
Is it like a Homer hanky?
It's like a Homer hanky for the Twins, but this is a Vikings. Actually, it's a touchdown towel. Please do not blow your nose on my name. I autographed it.
She autographed that. See that, Davey? It's got a little.
For little Davey?
That appears to be a little hunk of snot.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. Please. People are listening.
Nah.
No one is listening. Oh, okay. Now, for Dave, who's going to be doing a lot of traveling coming up, you're hitting the road, I
That's
understand.
Right, yeah.
You're going into territory you've never
That's
been
right.
before,
yes, sir.
The
That's
Dakotas.
Right, sir.
Yes, you're going
On
to the Dakotas.
Information highway, he's roadkill.
Yeah.
So,
looking for work in the Dakotas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
lots of like. I worked in the Dakotas.
It's a very desolate area, and you're going to need this to put on the rear of your car. Where the heck is Wall Drug? It's a bumper sticker.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
That's famous.
Yeah.
For Don Ray, who will also be doing a lot of traveling, and I know he's looking for a wife. and probably an accordion player because he's into that.
An accordion playing wife.
Yes, yeah, and yeah. The best place to look for one of those is Minnesota.
That's good.
But he needs to speak their language, so here is a Minnesota book of how to talk Minnesotan.
You won't find. You know how Minnesota women are built. They cannot play the accordion.
Is that right?
No, otherwise it's ouch.
Oh, that's funny.
It's true.
I never had that problem.
Thanks
a lot. Eric Wayne, the chairman of the board, he gave me a gift at Christmas that was just too much, and it really touched me. I can't accept it. So here is your Beavis and Butthead beer back, Eric. That was a big deal. And finally, for Christian Norgaard, our sports producer, this is... I stopped by the Shell station this morning, filled up my tank, and got a free 49er glass. I spared no expense.
Well,
and,
as usual.
Yeah.
Cheap to the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Anything for me?
No,
I already gave Jenny a birthday present.
Yeah, and my good wishes.
For me.
Go with you.
I gave you a card and a present.
An old stale tequila sunrise can.
It's the thought that counts.
But I like this card.
The cards, yeah.
Do you want to hear this card? In Europe, they believe a woman actually becomes more attractive as she advances in age.
Mm.
There's a picture of a rather homely-looking woman on the front. And then it says, actually, old, ugly European women believe this, that she becomes more attractive as she ages.
She's a stitch.
Yes, isn't she, though? Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's 8:38 already?
Oh, my God.
This is KSFO Talk Radio 560.
At Dennis's Discount Depot, whatever your project needs are, with his experienced staff, it's simple. You walk in, tell them what your needs are, and they can tell you all the tools you'll need and have the tools on hand at the best prices. For instance, Dennis's Discount Depot is now featuring Nikita's new pneumatic line of nail guns and compressors. Dennis's Discount Depot is the Bay Area's largest distributor of the new line of Nikita outdoor power equipment, featuring string trimmers, hedge trimmers, grass shears, chainsaws, and generators. Whatever you want, power or handheld, they've got the Nikita tool you'll need. Nikita tools are manufactured with state-of-the-art technology by people who know the value of quality. Nikita tools are the choice of professionals. Dennis's Discount Depot offers the full line of Nikita tools at prices so good, we can't mention them on the radio. So go to Dennis's Discount Depot at 1272 El Camino Real near Holly in San Carlos. Call 591-0500 for directions. That's Dennis's Discount Depot, 591-0500. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
KSFO Talk Radio 560 traffic with the Red Baron.
All right, Miss Jenny, southbound 17, south of the Cats Restaurant, an accident blocking both lanes there in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Northbound traffic a little bit sticky, still getting into Los Gatos. Coming out of the Coyote Valley. Traffic looks good. A little bit slow from Makita Trimble, though, as you head into Santa Clara. No metering lights at the Bay Ridge Toll Plaza. Traffic looking great into the Emerald City. Down boy. He's starting this Thursday. Gets 2.9% financing on over 1,000 Toyotas during the first ever Toyota head sale at the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds in San Jose. That's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Thanks, Red. KSFO Talk Radio 560 Sports. Talks between players and owners. Well, they broke off again as the baseball strike hedged into its 15th day. Around 55 people showed up at the meeting in New York, and it's been reported that Oriel Hershiser drove Dodgers player representative Brett Butler to the session. With the training camp just around the corner for the San Jose Sharks, we thought it it's important to let you know that Sergei Makarov, Igor Larionov, Johan Garpenlof, and Sandis Ozelinich are all doing well.
He was doing fine until the last name. Ozelinch.
Yeah. Oh, doggone it. Yeah. And almost had it.
Oral Hershiser.
Yeah. There goes that job.
Yeah. On the golf links, a number of players are in striking distance of Craig Stadler and Lauren Roberts, co-leaders of the World Series of Golf, after the first round of play in Akron. And one of those players in striking distance... Oh, no. I'm going to kill Christian. Jose Maria Olazabal.
One of our faves.
These are all the nightmare names that have come up over the season. And I just move on to the next story. Oh, no, I'm not going to read that one either. Well, that's all in sports.
All right. Yeah. Weather.
That's it?
Yeah.
Bay Area weather. Coastal low clouds, fog extending inland during the morning hours. Otherwise, variable high cloudiness, highs 60s coastside, mid-80s well inland.
I don't have the temperatures.
I do.
You do.
They're the same as they've been all
sitting on 60s. They're about 60 everywhere.
Yep. Okay. Then at 8:42, now you're up to date on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Hi, this is Tony La Russa, manager of the Oakland A's. Let's see. Gene Nelson, John Madden, Dave Henderson, Jenny Pryor, Sounds like a steady diet of screwballs to me. They may be hard to hear, but they're going to be a lot of fun to listen to. So go get them, Gene. And the new KSFO Talk Radio 560. Now you're talking.
Gene Nelson in the morning. KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Happy sound of the crowing hen. All right, let's introduce. We got 4 minutes here, so we got to run. But let's introduce members of the crew. If you'll open the door, people that you've heard and you've never heard them on the air, let's bring them. Open the door and move rapidly if you can, and we'll introduce. You know, Dave and Jenny, and we'll have some closing comments. Come on, guys! See, these are guys who are not on the air that have no idea how important time is. give Eric a microphone there, if you would. Eric Wayne is our chairman of the board. He is our board operator. Eric,
hello, hello.
Yes. That's what you have to say.
That's it.
And goodbye, goodbye. Christian Norgard, come in. He's our sports producer. If you want to get on mic there, one of those mics, dressed in his dad's suit today. Yeah.
Huh? Yep. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
Appreciate working with you. I had a great time. I was only here for a short time, but it was a lot of fun. I have to say it's probably the best job I've worked at as far as people working with, that I've worked with, and it was a lot of fun here. So, thank you very much.
Nice to have you. That's Don Ray, producer at large.
Hi, Gene. Oh, I was about to say some words. Well, I just want to ask all the listeners out there who've been really nice about sending food in and presents today, why couldn't they do it all those mornings we were hungry? And today there's not going to be enough time to eat it all. And I also want to know, what are you going to do with all your sheep?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they go with me. I get custody of the sheep. Little Missus, you want to pop a mic there? You have any final words about all of this? Chris, you want to find a mic?
Well, I'm just glad I'm going with you, because I don't know who in the heck I'd listen to in the morning.
Well, thanks for being here and helping out this morning. Christopher Todd?
Well, Dad, I got new admiration for what it takes to get up as early as you do. I made my normal pot of coffee. I looked at my watch, and I doubled the beans in my grinder just to get down here by 5:30, and even then I was 10 minutes late. So it takes a lot of work to get in here and do what you do every day, and I'm real proud of everything you've done.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being here. Dave, any closing words? We'll talk to Red and Jerry Bouchard here in a moment, too, and get some closing comments. But, Dave?
Just thank you, Gene. Thank you, Jenny. This is tough.
Little Missus, do you want to give some temperatures?
It's been quite a ride.
Hasn't it? Yeah.
I'm
Jenny?
I'm going to miss you guys terribly.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say.
Well, we'll have some closing remarks here in a moment. Yeah. A couple of things that I would leave you with. You never say never, you know. You just don't know. As somebody once said, man plans, God laughs. So, who knows? anniversary show tapes are still available. Little Missus, want a little time check, maybe a little temperature there?
Okay, Concord, 104.
That's good. Okay. Those of you who signed up for the cruise next spring, I will see you on the cruise, absolutely. Last week of April and the first week in May, we'll get together and have a farewell cruise. Anniversary show tapes are available at the front desk. Office hours today are from 9 to 11:30. Channel 2 has been in today. If you want to see the crowing hen on film, that's the one thing they're going to show on the 10 o'clock news tonight. They'll be promoting it all day long. Tonight, 10 o'clock news, Channel 2, exclusively. Jenny Pryor makes a complete fool out of herself.
I'll never work in this town again.
No, you certainly won't. At 8:46 KSFO, Talk Radio 560.
While baseball players air their differences with ownership in the mother of all strikes.
More money, more money.
The Raiders and the Houston Oilers will be settling their differences on the field.
Take it down!
This Saturday, join Joel Myers, Bob Chandler, and Mike Hayes as the Silver and Black do their own special brand of negotiating with the Oilers.
Hit him, hit him, hit him!
Live from Houston, it's the Raiders and the Oilers. Pre-game at 10:30, kickoff at 11 on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Labor Day weekend is traditionally the time to celebrate the end of summer. Well, I don't know about you, but the end of summer doesn't seem to me like something you want to celebrate. The people at AMPM must agree, because instead of waiting until Labor Day weekend to have a beer sale, they've dropped the price on 12 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors to just $5.99 right now, while there's still some summer left to enjoy. So stock up and have fun. And when Labor Day finally comes, you can celebrate the end of summer or the beginning of fall, or just the fact that you got a lot of beer at a great price. That is $5.99 for a 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Because when you really think about it, you don't really need to think about it. 12 packs of Bud, Miller, or Coors, just $5.99 each. Where you save time, save money. AM, PM. No wonder it's one of the West's favorite stops. Save on 12 packs of Pepsi, too. Now just $2.99 at participating AM, PM mini markets for a limited time only. Prices may vary.
My Farm Reward has got a big event. It's called 150%. Means no prices guaranteed at my Farm Reward. We won't be beat, we won't be beat, we won't be beat. Yeah.
The Montgomery Ward 150% price beat guarantee sale. With hundreds of items throughout the store priced so low, we guarantee to beat the competition 150%. Like this amazing deal on an IBM 486 SX computer, plus monitor, plus free Epson printer, all three pieces for only $9.99. A Sharp TV, only $2.19. A Sharp camcorder, only $5.99. An Admiral washer, only $3.79. Hurry in for the 150% price beat guarantee sale. Now through Saturday, only at Montgomery Ward. See price match details in store.
At Montgomery Ward, we won't be beat. Guaranteed.
KSFO, Talk Radio 560, John Madden Sports.
848 KSFO, Talk Radio 560. It's time for the John Madden Sports Calendar, brought to you by Big B Lumber Tyria.
Hi, John Madden with a sports calendar for Friday, August 26th. Hey, a year ago this week, Jim Abbott of the New York Yankees added another chapter to his amazing story. And I'll tell you how right after this.
The secret to success when planning a big home improvement project is to get as many people as possible to do the work for you. And that's the idea behind Big B Lumberteria. Big B's been around for over 25 years, and they know what it takes to make your big project go smoothly. From a helpful staff to acres of the finest lumber and building products. But more important, Big B knows how to make the job easier for you. Big B will cut your lumber to the size you need, help you load it, or for those really big jobs, deliver right to your job site, right when you need it. This week, let Big B transform your backyard into your own private resort. Start with high-quality 6-foot redwood fencing. All the lumber you need to do the job, only $5.99 per foot complete. And 2x6 construction Hart Redwood decking, a low 89 cents per foot. Big B's in Oakland on High Street, Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, and Pacheco Boulevard in Pacheco. Think big. Think Big B Lumberteria.
You know, Jim Abbott's career sounds like a Hollywood movie. He's a guy who was born without a right hand, but taught himself to pitch and catch one-handed. At 20, he was a gold medal winning pitcher for the U.S. Olympic baseball team. That was in 1988. Now, after that, he went straight to the major leagues without spending a day in the minors. And then a year ago this week, he added another chapter to the story.
Jim Abbott is one man away from a no-hitter. Two outs, no one on, top of the ninth. Abbott deals 0-1. Hit on the ground to short. Valori fields, throws to first. It's a no-hitter for Jim Abbott.
Well, I never thought I'd throw one because I do give up a lot of hits. That's just the way I am, the way I pitch. And so I never thought I'd be able to put together a whole game where they don't get any hits, but it worked out. It was really a beautiful day.
Now, some guys get a little nervous out there as it gets down towards the end of a no-hitter. But Jim says he was pretty calm, and he knows why.
The thing that helped was I had had a no-hitter in the eighth inning earlier in the year, and it was broken up on a hit, really, that wasn't really a real hard hit ball. And so I, you know, those things are going to happen. So you just said, you know, if it happens here, it's meant to be. If it's not, it wasn't meant to be.
I'm John Madden, and that's today's sports calendar.
8:51 KSFO, Talk Radio 560, and our final traffic report with the Red Baron.
All right, southbound 17, south of the Cats Restaurant at the Santa Cruz Mountains, have an accident being cleared to the shoulder. Another one in Fremont, southbound on the Nimitz Admission, that's on the shoulder, and traffic is slow from Audubon Parkway. That's traffic on KSFO Talk Radio 560.
Red, if I can say it, you have been the best traffic reporter I have ever had.
Well, that is some of the kindest words anybody's ever said to me in radio, Gene.
Well,
thank you very much.
You not only did a good job with the traffic, but you knew when to be funny and when not to be funny, and your timing was impeccable, and you always jumped in and had a nice punctuation mark. You were just splendid.
Well, thank you. When I met you a little over a year ago, you said, be yourself and have fun, and that's probably the best advice anybody's ever given me in radio, and it certainly worked out on this show, and I appreciate you and Ginny and Dave for allowing me to be part of the team.
Okay, thank you, Ginny.
Red, I'm going to miss you. I know people could feel the chemistry between us.
We could feel your pain.
It was intense,
I'm going to miss you, my love. We'll plan our little rendezvous, but we won't do it here, of course.
Red, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Dave, you're a pal. You're a pal. And good luck on the golf course. The 42 isn't really good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't tell
for me.
Aloha to you, Red.
All right.
KCBS is going to be boring after this, fella. All right, let's get our final financial report. Brought to you by Bank of America. Guys, we got a sponsor for the final financial report. Good morning, Jerry Burchard.
The final. Well, good morning, Gene. The Dow Jones Industrial Average celebrating your last day up 50 points now, actually 49 points at 38.79. Bond market soaring also. Bond prices up a full point. Interest rates dropping. Dow Jones Transportation Average up 14 points at 16.12. The utilities are up 1.5. It's a party down here. And NASDAQ over-the-counter composite up 7 points at 761. Very, very active session. Motorola up 7/8 of a point at $55. Philip Morris up 1.5 at 58.25. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 49 points at 38.78. Actually, we were up about 55 a minute ago. This is Jerry Bouchard with the Money Report, the final Money Report. KSFO Talk Radio 560.
And thank you for your contribution, not only financial, but you proved that a financial guy can have a sense of humor. You're a very funny guy, and I wish you the best with your love life. God knows we tried.
Try, and I want to thank you for that. Yeah. I understand it's getting a little press out here in the Contra Costa Times.
It did get a little press, fixing you up with a date and so on. We got the women for you. They just never came back for seconds, Jerry. What can I say?
It must have been something I said.
It could have been, or something you did. Sure. Jenny?
Yeah, well, actually, I have one. Can you take one more date, or is your calendar filled, Jerry? Because a friend of mine called yesterday and said, if I could have a date with Jerry Burchard, my life would be complete.
Well, how can we deny that?
And I told her to get a life, but she didn't listen. But no, really, she was serious. So if you want to call me after the show. Yeah.
Have her call me. Oh, yeah, I'll call you after the show. Who knows?
She's a good one.
Dave, can you top that?
Well, maybe Jerry's problem is his portfolio.
Yeah, that could be.
Nice talking to you, Jerry.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, aloha to you.
Thank you very much, Gene, and good luck on your transition to Kauai. I'm sure you'll do it well, and it's been a real pleasure, and to all the listeners, it's been fun, may all your dividends soar, who knows. Whatever the thing is.
Thank you.
Okay.
855 KSFO, Talk Radio 560. Get ready for our song in just a moment, brought to you by Bank of America.
When Americans think about their house, they think about additions. That's why Bank of America thought up the Great Loan Getaway. In addition to getting a terrific home equity loan, now you get two $50 discount coupons good anywhere Southwest Airlines flies. They're yours when you receive the loan okay. Think of the possible additions. A second bathroom and travel discounts. A remodeled kitchen and travel discounts. Anything an army of subcontractors can do to your house, and travel discounts. Plus, no points or fees up front, which saves you a bundle. Just call 1-800-THE-BOFA by September 10th to apply. Then take out a few walls and take off for the airport. Banking on America. Bank of America. Loans must be funded by November 10th, 1994. Coupons good on unrestricted round-trip fares to any Southwest Airlines destination. See your Bank of America branch for details or call 1-800-THE-BOFA, an equal housing lender.
Once a year, the Bay Area Cadillac dealers hold a model year-end clearance, and it's here right now. Starting with over 1,000 Cadillacs to choose from, the number one selling Cadillac DeVille, the luxurious Fleetwood, plus the famous North Star series, featuring the all-new Concours, the Eldorado, America's personal luxury coupe, the world-class Seville SLS, and the powerful STS. And among people who have owned a car for 5 years, Cadillac received J.D. Power's number one ranking for dependability. Not German, not Japanese, Cadillac. But the 95 Cadillacs are on the way, and the 94s must go. Here's your chance to get the model you want, the color you want, and the deal you want while the selection is still good. The basic change in the 95s is the price. So beat the price increase at your favorite Bay Area Cadillac dealer's 94 clearance and start driving a higher standard.
I got to have a bowel movement.
No!
Hi, this is State Senator Quentin Kopp. That Jenny Pryor, she's a stitch.
KSFO.
That's going to do it. I leave you with this thought for the day. Help me out here. I think I can get this out. Somebody once said, a career in radio is a lot like being a knight in shining armor who mounts a mighty steed and valiantly rides through the station with his banners flowing in the wind. But when he gets out the other door, all that's remembered is the broken furniture and the horse manure on the floor. Aloha. Mahalo. Thank you for all of the years. Gene Nelson, Tatskadaha. And remember,
take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left. I took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
Oh my God.
I ain't working here no more.
Oh my God.
Working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say,
take this job
and shove it.
Am I singing alone? Oh.
Took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out of the door.
Come on now, everybody.
Take this job
and shove it.
I ain't working here no more.
Left you hanging.
Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss is a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say,
you're fired.
Take this job and shove it.
I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door.
You're fired.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Everybody now.
Take this job and shove it.
We ain't working
here no more.
Listening to the Bay Area's new talk station, Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.